A disc jockey in Birmingham, Alabama, who really started the most of the repercussions, has demanded an apology from you.
He can have it, you know. I apologise to him if he's upset and he really means it. You know, I'm sorry I said it, really, for the mess it's made.
During an interview while discussing the Beatles' popularity, John Lennon said, "We're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity." That comment sparked a worldwide protest, which had religious leaders banning and burning Beatle records and memorabilia. John Lennon was forced to publicly apologize for his remarks, but the damage was already done.
It's just so complicated. It's gone out of hand. I wasn't saying the Beatles are better than Jesus or God or Christianity. I was using the name Beatles as an example, especially to a close friend. But I could have said TV or cinema or anything else that's popular, or motor cars are bigger than Jesus. But I just said Beatles because, you know, that's the easiest one for me. I'm not knocking it or saying it's bad. I'm just saying it seems to be shrinking and losing contact.
And we all deplore the fact that it is, you know. That's
you know,
the main
nothing
point
better
about it
seems
all
to be replacing it.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
You just try and go forward. And
the thing is, if we do slip, it doesn't matter, you know. I mean, so what? You know, we slip. And so we're not popular anymore, so we'll be all sun popular, won't we? You know, we'll be like we were control, maybe.
And we can't invent a new gimmick to keep us going like people imagine we do.
Thank you.
Revolver was the first album that really showed George's strength as a songwriter. The LP featured three Harrison compositions, including a number originally called Laxton Superb, a type of apple. But after reflecting, George renamed the song I Want to Tell You.
I want to tell you.
After John read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, he was inspired to write Tomorrow Never Knows. But like most Beatles songs, it took George Martin's ability to make the track a reality.
But on Tomorrow Never Knows, he said, as you know, the words were taken from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He said, I want me to sound as though I'm a Dalai Lama singing from the highest mountaintop, and yet I want still to be able to hear what I'm singing. And, of course, it was an impossible task, except that I thought, well, he obviously wants a cookie effect. We didn't have machines that you could do things. We didn't have harmonizers or anything like that. So what I did was I put his voice through the Leslie rotating speaker of the Hammond organ, which gave it that effect.
Turn off your mind, relax and float downstream. It is not dying. It is not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the void. Shining. Let you
Don't touch that dial. More of the Beatles' long and winding road is coming your way, including a tune written by John while he was doing nothing and getting nowhere. Plus, we'll hear a number that was originally titled Daisy Hawkins.
For all those who tremble uncontrollably at the mere mention of 7-day, 14-event VCR programming, for all those who'd rather go for a root canal than pick out a new answering machine, who think Tweeters and Woofers is a new pet shop, that CD-ROM is the hottest thing in rap music, yes, for all those who find today's technology a bit confusing, there's Radio Shack. At 6,500 locations nationwide, we've got 20,000 people to help you figure it all out. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Harry, I think you've gone too far on this calcium kick.
Negative. Gotta make room for the Rolaids. They're big on relief and loaded with calcium.
Daddy, can I keep my woo-woo bear?
Is he made of calcium?
I don't think so.
Harry, I thought Tom's had more calcium.
Nope, fruit-flavored Rolaids is more calcium than regular Tom's.
Really?
More of the stuff we need to stop heartburn fast.
Oh.
Now get that stinking shit out of here.
China.
Calcium-rich Rolaids spells calcium-rich relief. Use only as directed.